plate a potential nugget.
Rama, thanks for your time. Excited to be talking to you.
Yes, likewise.
Lovely. And maybe a good place to start is to get a sense of your pie chart of time today. If you could give us a sense of what you do and, more importantly, why do you do what you do?
Just work time or non-work
just
time as well?
Work time, let's say.
Or just work time?
Yeah.
So I always operate with a portfolio. So one part of what I do is my boards. Mm-hmm. So if it is board season, which is about a week and a quarter, mm-hmm. then it's 100% of my life. Mm-hmm. There is consulting. There is teaching. And there is, for lack of a better word, I'm calling it the bucket of just meeting everybody who has anything interesting to say, who wants to meet me for whatever reason. It could be someone like you. Mm-hmm. I've already learned enough from this conversation.
Thank you.
It could be somebody whose VC has said, why don't you go and please check this plan through her. You know, it's just not really paid or billed consulting. Reading, writing. So I put that into the sort of knowledge and refresh bucket.
Got it.
So at different points in time, it will be different. So during when my course is on at Ahmedabad, I spend a lot more time changing material, figuring out what to do, maybe actually teaching. Even if I don't actually teach, I like to think of it not as a pie chart of time. So my mm-hmm. mental image is many channels, television channels, you know, mm-hmm. windows, whatever is the right thing.
Sure.
So many channels are beaming simultaneously sometimes, which is when you're exhausted. So during teaching time, the teaching preparation work panel channel is in full flow.
Right.
So I will read much more HBR at that time. I will start looking at my old notes.
So there's seasonality to that, yeah.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. but it will be on a war footing.
Okay.
If it's a board season, I think it's much more making notes of what I've heard and said, a little bit of preparing for them, most certainly. It's also talking and networking a lot with board colleagues to mm-hmm. just, and if someone's come in the previous night, to sort of chat and figure it out. So it's hard to say, if you take away the pie chart metaphor, it's hard to say how many channels are beaming. But
Fair. That's an interesting metaphor. And has that, how has that changed significantly over time? I remember you talking about this shifting significantly over a 7-8 year horizon.
Yes.
So talk to us a little bit about how that portfolio has evolved. And have there been points in time where there's been big shifts?
So I've changed my consulting portfolio now to much more of monetizing knowledge rather than retailing time.
Interesting. Okay.
So I'm really saying that, you know, I used to have an old nanny who used to say to me, and it sounds better in Telugu, but it basically says that if you don't, aage piche nahi maroge, if you don't die forward and backward, it sounds mm-hmm. terrible in English, you don't know the way to the smashan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? So mm-hmm. I think that that's the value that I bring to clients, is that I have died a couple of times in many other contexts like this, and so I know the way to the smashan. So if I can tell you the way to the smashan in 3 minutes, I don't see why I should get paid less than somebody else who will get you to the smashan over 3 months.
Right.
Also, I think because I sit with much more data and so on and so forth, I'm able to vent that much more significantly, the so what's of that.
Mm-hmm.
So the shifting of that basically means that you do shorter work, but you do smarter work, and you should be able to command much more work for an hour's talk on what is the mid-market of India like.
Got it.
Or what is customer value, or how is digital changing the idea of customer value. So I'm monetizing the fact that I think a lot more about it. So that's really the kind of change. Yes, I added one more baby to my portfolio some time ago. I set up a not-for-profit think tank. It's mm-hmm. called People Research on India's Consumer Economy.
Mm-hmm.
So the last time we saw any data on households in India was with NCAR, which is 2002-03 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
After which they stopped doing it for a variety of reasons. And so what I did was took the team and the person who pioneered it from there and partnered with him, and we've set it up in Delhi. And we've already had 2-3 rounds of data coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So we engaged with policymakers. So that's an interesting experiment for me, because I want to put more and more out in the public domain to become the industry standard and still try and make it money in the private domain. So now there are times when that takes up a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
And that shift has been, so I've actually now decided, so I look at the environment and decide which of these portfolios makes sense. So if I saw, for example, that there was a downturn in the economy, I will actually offer to do more advisory boards, because that's steady income, steady advice. Nobody wants to experiment with new stuff. Right now, I feel that with competition, with regulatory shock and awe regulation and so on, I feel that there is, everybody is now actually finally discovering the customer again. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the demand question is no longer getting taken for granted. So I now actually want to go back and reclaim the heartland of consumer insight strategies. So I want to scale down boards and I want to scale up the heartland, as I say, the heartland of my consulting. So I remember hearing the word ages back that the heartland of surf is whiteness. And why did you give it up and go looking for economy and all the other measures? Mm-hmm. So I think the heartland of mine is consumer insight and leveraging it to shape business direction. So I want to go back to the heartland. Mm. So this whole data piece also goes back to my heartland, which is consumer insight, evidence-based insight, and so on. So you try and so that's how each of them changes over time.
Very interesting.
Couple of takeaways for me here. First is the transition Rama talks about from retailing time to monetizing insight. That's an interesting thought to reflect on in the context of maximizing return on invested time as a solo advisor. How do you structure pieces of research to create IP that's contextual, that is of value, and that's consistent with your personal brand is a great way of looking at the opportunity. The second is the notion of altering your portfolio depending on market conditions. She talks about doing more advisory boards during a downturn or getting back to capturing the heartland of consumer insight now and so on. So this notion of altering your portfolio depending on market conditions was an interesting takeaway too. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com or look for the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher or one of the other podcast apps.